like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please.
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, this Jalen Carter thing, wow. He did return to the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis on Thursday morning, a day after the former Georgia star was arrested on charges of reckless driving and racing in connection with a crash that killed a Bulldogs teammate and a recruiting staff member. Just a terrible, terrible thing. Of course, Carter, one of the top prospects in next month's draft. He did get set. He's now going to do interviews and everything. I mean, Angel, how awkward is that? The interview process. What are you asking him now? Are you asking him all about that? At the combine?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to. I'm surprised he was, I'd have to look into it, but he was able to go back to the combine and finish that up. That's got to be, where's your head at right now?
Well, and they're saying he was booked on a pair of misdemeanors. So he was apparently like a secondary. I mean, he got booked. He was arrested on charges of reckless driving and racing in connection. So if they're misdemeanors, are they determining right now that it wasn't his reckless driving and racing that caused the death, or the two deaths, of course? It moves so fast. He was booked on those misdemeanors at 11:33 Eastern Wednesday, and then he was released at 11:49 after posting a $4,000 bail. I mean, that, again, bail, I get it, made bail, but, dude, we're talking like 13 minutes. I mean, he was not in there for very long. Those processes, I would imagine, take a lot longer than that. The Athens-Clark County Police Department issued a warrant obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press. They alleged that Carter was racing his 2021 Jeep Trackhawk against the 2021 Ford Expedition, driven by recruiting staffer Chandler LaCroix, leading to the January 15 crash that killed LaCroix and offensive lineman Devin Wilcox. So they were racing, apparently, and again, I guess they're saying that what he was doing didn't cause directly the wreck to happen. I'm sure more is going to come out on this, but yeah, talk about changing the tone of the combine, the tone of the interview process when you're talking to this guy. Interesting. Baltimore Ravens, interesting things going on there with the wide receiver Rashad Bateman called out general manager Eric DaCosta for his comments about the team's disappointing track record for drafting pass catchers. He basically said we haven't done very good at it. Well, Bateman, who is a receiver, fired back on Twitter. Seems like the tweet has been deleted, though. He said, how about you play to your player's strength and stop pointing the finger at us and number 8? Blame the one you let do this. We take heat 24/7 and keep us healthy. Care about us and see what happens. Ain't no promises, though. Tired of y'all lying and capping on players for no reason. That's the day and age we're in. General managers go off and talk about a position group they want to get stronger in. It'd be like George Payton saying, we got to get better at the offensive line, and then the offensive line firing back saying, hey, maybe get Russ to doing the things that he needs to be doing. Get us coached better and all that. It's a new age with Twitter and players getting more bold, tweeting back at their GMs and everything. Not a good look, man. Kevin Durant was back from the injury. He scored 23 when in his Phoenix Suns debut. They won, of course, but Kevin Durant, that Suns team, we got to look out for them. They win 105-91. They snapped the Hornets' 5-game winning streak. We'll see if that takes hold quickly for the Suns, because if it does, that could be a team to watch out for when we get into the playoffs. More NBA news. So, the Sixers won without their MVP. Philadelphia Sixers. Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Who?
Yeah, who? What? Joel Embiid
win.
Missed Wednesday's game. They won 119-96 over the Miami Heat. He missed it because of left foot soreness. I'm just nitpicking now. He scored 119 without their MVP. There's no way the Nuggets are going to score. Well, maybe they did when they won. They won that game a few weeks ago or well before the All-Star break without the Joker. I don't remember what they scored, but I don't know. Now I'm just irritated. Now I'm just angry at this whole situation. And I don't want to go after Joel Embiid because I actually really like Joel Embiid. And I'm going back to what Dempsey put out on his Instagram video last night. You know, we don't need to make cases against players. We need to make cases for players. And that's where we should probably go to be healthy with this whole thing is let's talk about how good Joker is with his efficiency and his triple-doubleness and all that rather than just putting Joel Embiid down. And, of course, Kendrick Perkins has made this thing way bigger than it needed to be. It's a fun discussion talking about MVP. And, yeah, we get heated and we say ESPN disrespects us and the national media disrespects the Nuggets. We say all those things. That's still sports. It's still a fun debate. It's what, you know, our sports talk shows and all the TV shows, whatever, that's what they're about. Talking sports, which it's not life or death. It's fun. We're talking about games, for crying out loud. But Kendrick Perkins took it to a different level the other day. Or was it yesterday? Saying that, you know, Dirk, Nash, and Joker, all three MVPs that were never in the top 10 in scoring, all had one thing in common. And I'll let you guys marinate on that. And I think we all kind of are reading between the lines of what he meant. Exactly. The problem is he's wrong in his numbers. Joker did finish in the top 10 in scoring. He was number 10, but last I checked, that's top 10, correct? Got to be 10th. Yes. So he finished in the top 10 last year. But maybe he's talking about the year before that. He did win an MVP when he wasn't in the top 10, I guess. But I mean, he's winning so many MVPs that it's hard to keep track.
I don't even remember the first one.
I don't either.
I was at the game when he got his trophy, and I was just like, what did he do that year?
What happened that year? Was that the Suns year? That was the Suns year four,
yeah.
And that was second round, right?
Yes.
Because they beat Portland?
Yes.
In the first round? Yeah, and that was a tight series. But again, Murray went out. Did Murray go out?
No, he went out in like April.
Murray went out in April, so he didn't play in those playoffs. And then, of course, he was out all year last year. And then Porter was just not great. And Gordon, I don't think, was settling into where he needed to be at that point.
No, because they had just gotten him.
They just got him in April, like right around a few games before Murray went down.
Right.
So, yeah, it was kind of a – how about that? You're right. That year was a blur, but I remember because it was like, oh, they just got swept. Your MVP just got swept.
He averaged 27-13-8.
In his first MVP year?
Yep.
What did he average his second MVP year? I mean, he had big numbers last year, but wasn't, of course, at the point of averaging the triple-double where he is now. This whole thing just turned into a weird situation, man. Hey, we're getting people still signing up for our March Madness Challenge. If you guys want in, you could do what our boy Alan did and just email us. That works, too. He actually emailed the word madness and then complimented Angel and how great he is. So that's one way to get you to punch your ticket into
our whole
show annual bracket challenge. I like this, though. He said, make sure you're – and I can't say the new – I can't give away what I meant by the new roof and stuff, but you know what I mean. He just said, make sure your new place, whatever that means, has oversized doorways so the hosts don't hit their heads when going from room to room.
That's been an issue here.
Yeah. Tanner and Brian mainly, not me. I don't have a big head.
Oh, then if it's not in the doorway, it's in the hallway where
yeah.
15 people try to congregate in there.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe that's what Alan means. He's not saying that we're cocky or arrogant or anything or full of ourselves, that maybe there's just no space. That's what he's meaning. I think that's what he's meaning. There's just not enough space. Okay. Hopefully we have enough space. That would be great. Don't forget we'll have Popeye Jones, assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets, coming up in about 20, 25 minutes or so. And we'll be excited to talk about him. Okay. Shoot us a text if you guys want in on our, I don't know what year this is we've been doing this. fourth year, fifth year, whatever. All I know is I kill it in these things. I'm always in the top three. Won it 1 year. So it's very easy to me to do this. Really, I'm just doing it as a favor for you guys to give you something to do during March Madness. Get in our March Madness whole show annual bracket challenge by texting us right now on the First Advantage text line, 888-530. That's 888-530-0043. Text in Madness and then put your email address in the mix so we can get you in our challenge. 16 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. We'll take a break here. Again, Popeye Jones coming up this hour. Kevin Lytle will talk to us about all things Colorado State as we look forward to getting close anyway to the men's side of the Mountain West bracket. The women's bracket has come out. Also, big news from the Mountain West Conference. Football schedules are coming out at 1 o'clock today. So we'll take a look at that and some of the big matchups there. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Can the Bears win the Big Sky Tournament and punch a ticket to the big dance? Follow along on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Mix going today. That's a good tune. Wait for it. Wait for it. This is such a great song. So good. So good. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Look at this monitor in here, Angel. You see that? What's happening here? Look at that thing. It's like it looks like a cell phone. If I just turn it to the side, it'll flip back up. But I tried to reboot it, and it's just on its side again. It's a landscape view.
That's really strange.
Yeah. I don't...
I mean, the mountains look kind of cool.
You have to tilt your head to see it. It's the weirdest thing. Bruce was in here. Bruce must have done something to it during coach speak.
Hey.
I walk in, Bruce is trying to fix it. His chair is sinking. He's like down here, but his head is barely creeping over the desk, and he's trying to fix the computer here. And I'm like, it's like the computer's breaking down on you. You're in the sinking chair.
They're all signs, Brady.
Oh, yes. This building is...
We may not get out of here before this building falls apart.
It may crumble on us, man. It's alive. It's like a horror movie. What was that? Was it Amityville Horror? Is that what that one is?
Amityville? That's a tough one.
Amityville. Amityville? Isn't that about the house?
Something, see an enemy, something.
See it, be enemy, the Eric B. Enemy
house?
Yeah,
that's the connection.
Isn't that what it's about, like a haunted house?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's a series of movies or something.
I'm a big, scary movie guy.
Don't buy a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
That's the first thing. I mean, don't buy a farmhouse where there's nobody around.
I heard some creaking upstairs. That's probably nothing. Go on, kids, explore.
Yes.
Suddenly your daughter is possessed.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with those stupid movies. They always start off, they're all happy, then they go in and something really weird happens, like really creepy. But then they're like, yeah.
Oh, that statue fell on its own.
That statue looked at me. It turned its head. Did you see that? Right then, I'd be like, uh-uh.
You're just tired from the trip, honey.
I'm not staying here. I'll stay in the car. I'll keep it ready to go with the keys in the ignition, because I know how big of a deal that is when
something's
chasing you.
And they call the police, and the police doesn't believe him, so he's like, yeah, don't worry. And then the same cop shows up later, like, oh, I knew something was off.
Yeah. This was a weird house. Well, you guys knew that there were 17 people
murdered
here and locked in the basement. Yeah, you knew that, right? No. Well, that's probably why. Something's going on here. Yeah, not a big... Like, during Halloween, I kind of get into that mode, but I'm not, like, I don't need thrills from Halloween movies, or from scary movies. It's just they don't do it for me. They're depressing. They're sad. The 80s, then that's good because those are borderline funny too. Like Chucky, hilarious stuff. Used to terrify me, but that stuff, oh yeah, dude, because it's so unbelievable that it's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, to
it's
me,
unbelievable.
Chucky?
Yeah.
You think that's believable?
I mean, I've never not seen a doll try to kill somebody. I can't disprove it.
Yeah. You know that Toy Story was actually dreamt up because of the love for Chucky.
Really?
No, I don't. I made that up.
I would have believed that. They made four movies, so it's been a good idea.
Look at how creepy that is, though. All your toys come to life. Yeah, that's nuts, man. But yeah, Chucky was just, at the end of the day, yeah, it was like an evil spirit, but just put into a doll. It's not like he had superpowers. His superpower was that he was alive as a doll. He wasn't extra fast. He didn't have super strength. He just ran around and had a little knife. And if you let him get close to you, he'll get you. He'll start cutting at you. But if you just know that he's a bad guy, like when you know that Chucky's a bad guy, all you got to do is just like stay awake back to back. And oh, here comes that tiny little doll. It's going to get us. And that's how you defeat that thing. What's the new doll movie they came out with? Or she's like a robot thing?
Megan. She's I think some kind of AI robot best friend that turns evil.
She dances or something?
Something.
That came out, like, everybody's doing that dance now? Everything's got a dance tag to it? Man. I would say I grew up in the wrong generation, but that crap, everything has a dance to it. I mean, did you ever see Footloose? That whole movie is about dancing.
I've only seen the remake.
I mean,
Miles Teller. I never watched the original.
Terrible idea for a movie.
Really?
Yeah. They outlawed dancing. What?
I'm going to go get my frustrations out in this barn.
No, when he goes out in the forest? Yes. Or is it in the barn or the forest? I don't know.
Some kind of warehouse.
It's like jumping out, punch dancing and stuff. I'm like, that's not how you get frustration out. Who just goes away and starts dancing?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. But that's the movie. It's like, we have out. I used to compare Footloose to Roger Goodell in the NFL when they outlawed end zone celebrations. And Chad Ochocinco was Kevin Bacon because he was trying desperately to bring back the fun with the fun things and the Sharpies. And T.O. was doing that stuff, too. And they were.
That was weird.
Yeah.
The NFL was like, no, you can't celebrate after you score.
They don't want you dancing. You couldn't use the ball of any kind.
Couldn't dunk on the field goal post.
You couldn't do any. You could kind of do a little shimmy. Do a tiny little shimmy, but now these guys are like getting all into it. They're jumping into the buckets and jumping up into the crowd, which is fantastic. And
doing snow angels.
Snow angels. Yeah. But the 80s, I guess they're remaking, they're doing a series on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's like a drama instead of a comedy. What are we doing now?
We're out of ideas.
We're out of ideas. Like, you know, hey guys, I got a pitch here. Fresh Prince. You know how hilarious that was with Will Smith before he's slapping people and doing all that stuff? And Carlton and all that, that kind of looks like Russell Wilson and acts like Russell Wilson. Let's make it serious and depressing. Oh, okay. That'll land. Because all the people that loved Fresh Prince growing up, they're going to be hitting the feels because it's exactly the opposite of what they remembered they loved about Fresh Prince.
Because I'm Uncle Phil now. And this is not the same scenario.
Yeah, no, it's not, not.
My nephew's not Will Smith.
No. Just certain things. Like, are we going to remake Full House next, but it's a drama?
Empty House.
It's Empty House.
Everyone's moved on.
Everybody's getting divorced, and kids are moving on, getting into trouble. You know, it's not just Michelle left the gate open and the dog got out, and they spent all day trying to find the dog, and Michelle didn't fess up to it. And then finally at the end, Dan Tanner sits down with her. You know, and he's like, hey, you can't lie. And she's like, I learned my lesson. And then they hug and everybody's good. And then Comet comes back. The dog runs into the house. It's like, yeah, he was there.
But this time he has rabies.
The new version's like, Comet didn't come back, Michelle. He actually, the neighbor called and he got ran over. He's gone. That's what happens when you leave the gate open.
Can we bury him? No, there's nothing left.
No, there's nothing left. And we live in this tiny little house. We barely have a backyard. Can't afford anything else in San Francisco.
It was rush hour, so you know.
So, I mean, Michelle, this is what happens. If you leave the gate open, people and animals will die. And then Michelle, like, as she gets older, that messes with her. And she's 17 now, and she's running into a really bad crowd. She's doing drugs. She's drinking heavily and all that stuff. That's what we want to see. It's none of the feel-good stuff. It's all the really, really depressing crap. Let's take all of the 80s and just turn it into really depressing stuff. But Brady, that's real. That's what's happening. Okay, but I'm not going to watch it. Get that on the news every night. It's awful. New stuff that's coming out that's kind of good, though, like Mandalorian. That's okay.
Yeah, I watched that yesterday.
Season 3. Good, good.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened in the last two. So do I need to really go back, or will I be refreshed when I start?
You should probably rewatch it.
That's how I tell my wife all the time. She's like, we should watch Ant-Man, the new Ant-Man. And I'm like, I haven't seen like the last 18 things that they've done in Marvel. Am I going
to
be lost?
Up on,
really?
18
is
different
it,
things.
Is it bad?
The new Ant-Man?
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to waste my time with it.
Well, I can't keep up anymore now. I mean, it's hard to do it. You think it's easy? You know, when my wife and I didn't have a kid and, you know, our schedules are crazy with work and stuff, you know, it was easier to catch up on stuff. But then now it's like you really got to pick your spots. What do you want to enjoy? And if it's not good and you're already like 6 episodes in, you're kind of, because we started watching La Brea. And it's like, it's not that great. But we're here now. So we got to figure out why they got transported to some prehistoric world. Now we got to go there. But none of it makes any sense. And they're stuck on this island or whatever, this world, for like 2 months. But they all look, they all have makeup on. Their coats are just pristine. I can't get past the crappy holes. So, I mean, make something great. Mandalorian was legit, though. That was good. I enjoyed that. But I forget, because there's just so many things that I've seen and forgot. I've forgotten more things than I've seen this last year.
Just get on YouTube, find a recap.
Yeah, I mean, I know that he's like, what is he? He's a Mandalorian. I know that because of the name. I know he finds Baby Yoda, which is the child, and I don't remember what his real name is.
Grogu.
And then he, you know, gets him and helps him out, and then they're buddies and fight the Empire or whatever. The Empire's trying to get back.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. In simple terms.
Luke is in it, right?
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Luke comes
shows
back.
Up.
He's in there. He's fighting off some things. Trains him to be new Yoda.
And then he comes back.
And now he's back.
He's back.
Was he back with Mandalorian at the end of the last season, or are they getting
that's
back?
When they separated at the end of season 2, and then in the Boba Fett show they reunite
at the end of it. Because I haven't finished that
at
one either.
At the end of that, and now they're. He's on a mission to, because he can't take off his helmet in front of other people, and he did
right
at the end of the second season.
Because Mandalorians keep their heads covered.
So now he has to atone for his sins.
Don't remove your mask, man. Same thing in the WWE when the luchador wrestlers remove their masks. It's like, dude, you just sinned against your entire family.
Yeah.
So I get it. 32 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. Let's talk about the moving of the field goal posts when we're talking about criteria for the MVP. That was Perkins's other remark. And, of course, he thinks he's just giving everybody content. Maybe he is by doing all this crap. But we owe it to our listeners to be responsible about this. We got to take him to task. You can't just let a guy get away with this kind of crap. The crap he's spewing on the four-letter network, you can't do it. So I don't think you bury your head in the sand and ignore it, Brady, and it won't give it power. No, you got to take him to task, man. You got to do it. 33 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. I'm holding on for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong, and he's got to be fast, and he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding on for a hero till the morning.
Is that a little Footloose? Forgot that this song was on. The Footloose song is actually pretty good, but it's just such a weird movie. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our poll question of the day is available to you at theholeshow.com. What's been your favorite move, the best move so far by Calvin Booth as the relatively new general manager for the Denver Nuggets? Go ahead and vote at theholeshow.com. Is it the Will Barton, Monte Morris trade to get KCP here? Or is it signing Reggie Jackson? Is it trading away Bones Highland? Is it signing Bruce Brown? Or the trade for Thomas Bryant? All pretty big moves. And I didn't put drafting Christian Brown in there just yet. I was going to, but you know, his minutes are still somewhat inconsistent. He has his big games for sure, but I don't know if that really stacks up with some of these big moves. Like the Reggie Jackson move is a move that's really going to help you coming off that bench once you get in the playoffs. And again, it's still new. I think Thomas Bryant's only played so many games so far. Reggie Jackson's only been in a handful of games. So don't panic yet if you don't love everything you're seeing from those two guys, because I think that's going to get better. That's what the next 19 games are going to be about.
Takes time to build that kind of that effective chemistry.
Yeah, no question about it. This Saturday, big one going on at the Greeley Rec Center. Battleground Pro Wrestling is rocking and rolling again. You heard Gino, I told you so, Rivera on Good Morning NoCo yesterday. We're going to have Tamillion Venish, his opponent, on the show tomorrow. Dude, we got to play back some of Gino's trash talk for him. So we can rile him up.
Serious stuff from Gino.
Dude, they're going to go at it this Saturday, March 4th. Doors open at 5:30. The show starts at 6. You can go meet the wrestlers before the show, 4:30 to 5:30. It's going to be fantastic, so you don't want to miss this one. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. You can get tickets now at battlegroundprowrestling.com. Perkins also talked about like the moving of the goalposts kind of deal, and we changed the criteria for MVP. We do. I mean, hell, man, there was realistic talk, I said, of Peyton Manning being the MVP the year he was hurt for the Colts because his impact was so great. No, he wouldn't have won it. That would have been weird. But that's what I'm saying is the MVP award in general in any sport, it does change because a player might do something completely. Kevin Durant even said it. If you do something completely different in a better way than what you did last year. So that means, okay, they were a 6 seed last year and Joker had phenomenal numbers. He did the 1,500 thing. Those were great numbers. But now you got to do something even better. Well, he's doing that right now. So that means the field goal post does move around. It does change. Maybe your team is terrible without you. If it wasn't for you, this team would be a 15-20 win team. That's felt like it last year for Denver. This year, you go, well, you're the best team in the league. You got your weapons back. And Joker is now adding more stats, not just points. He's doing everything. It changes. It absolutely does. So Perkins is right on that. I don't know if it's a negative. I mean, what else criteria do you want to put? It should not be the scoring title. That's I mean, yeah, a lot of times the leading scorer does win the MVP, or the top three, top five scorer does win the MVP. But obviously things change depending on, it's like in the NFL, most of the time quarterbacks win the MVP. But if a running back or a wide receiver is just that outstanding, then maybe you do at least have those discussions.
Well, I think it's more than just the scoring for Jokic. He's doing the passing and the rebounding at an insane level. Nobody else is doing it like he is. Even Jason Tatum, Luka, all these, you know, other MVP candidates, they're great players, but they're not doing the extra stuff that Jokic is just so good at.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 12:40 the time. Let's get Popeye Jones' take on this team. He's the assistant coach, one of the assistant coaches for the Denver Nuggets. We'll talk to Popeye. He's been on the show a couple of times, so we're looking forward to that conversation. We'll take a short break here first, though. You're listening to the whole show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. For over 53 years now, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, they've been specialists in the medicine of motion with 6 medical campuses and providing care along the Front Range. OCR is proud to be Greeley and Northern Colorado's hometown orthopedic group. For more on Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, check them out online at orthohealth.com. Again, that's orthohealth.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Looking to get Nuggets assistant coach Popeye Jones on the program. Popeye played in the NBA in the early to mid 90s through the early 2000s, and of course has been an assistant coach for a little while now. He was with the Brooklyn Nets for a time, the Pacers for a time, the Sixers for a time. But since then, he's been with the Denver Nuggets since 2021. I always liked Popeye. When I was little, I collected basketball cards. I told him this story before. And I would always look, before I knew a lot about basketball, I would look on the back of the card to see who shared the same birthday as me. And I always, Popeye Jones, found it. He was born June 17th, 1970. So I always loved that. So I would make it a point to collect Popeye Jones cards. So I have a ton of Popeye Jones cards. So he said he'd sign them for me one of these days. So hopefully we can get to that. I'll just be curious, like his take, you know, a guy that played in this league, guy that's been coaching in this league for a while, about the moving field goal posts that Perkins talks about, the goal moves when it comes to the MVP each and every year. And listen, it should. It absolutely should. Because it every year it changes how a team, how a player lifts their team to the next level or drags their team to the playoffs. Maybe otherwise they'd be a terrible team on that side of it. So First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our poll question is Nuggets related today, so go vote at thewholeshow.com. What do you think the best move so far has been by Nuggets general manager Calvin Booth? The Will Barton Monte Morris trade that brought in KCP, signing Reggie Jackson, trading away Bones Hyland, signing Bruce Brown, or the trade for Thomas Bryant? You could add in if you want. You could pencil it in, drafting Christian Brown, but I don't see how that's a bigger move because these guys are you know, again, KCP's a starter. Bruce Brown coming off the bench, certainly their best bench player at this stage. Moving on from Bones Hyland. It's a controversial move there, but it was something that happened. Again, the First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. And I do believe we are getting the man himself on the program, so we're happy to bring back on the show. It's been a little while since we've had Coach on the program, but Nuggets assistant coach Popeye Jones joining us on the show. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bray. Appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. It has been so much fun to watch this team. We got a big one coming up tomorrow night. Can't wait for that game, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere here at Ball Arena. I'm sure our fans are going to be here. I'm telling them right now to be here and be loud on your radio show here. So, you know, we owe them a payback. We at Memphis, we wasn't the best version of ourselves last week, and our guys realized that. And, you know, it was a great response to come home and get that Clipper game. What a great game to win that game in overtime. But our guys will be ready tomorrow. Again, they understand how good Memphis is and what happened down there last week.
And, Coach, I mean, you played in this league for a while. You've been coaching in this league for a while. Sometimes you just see those, even with the great teams, there's just those games where you just don't have it. It seems to happen with every great team where there's 5 to 10 games where it's just not there. Was that more or less the case against the Grizzlies last week?
Yeah, it really was. But, you know, Brady, you know, it's 82 games, so it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to happen in the course of the season. 82, and you could see it from the start, the way we weren't able to come up with rebounds. And, all of our guys, it just seemed like that they were a step slow, kind of in a funk. But you're right. You know, you're going to have 5 to 10 games a year where that happens in the course of an 82-game season.
Coach, how much do you guys pay attention to us idiots talking about you guys all the time? The media, of course, and you see Kendrick Perkins stuff about the MVP debate. How much do you pay attention to that stuff?
Well, I think, you know, as not only a coach and all of us guys, you know, we keep up with what's going on in the league. We're also basketball fans, but not maybe keeping up with it. But, yes, you hear it. You hear them talking or whatever. But I'll tell you, you know, this is my second year here, and you're talking about a group, and it starts with Joker, who can block out the outside noise. You know, I never hear Coach Malone telling our guys, hey, block out the outside noise. Our guys do a pretty good job of doing that, and they understand what we got to do. And we need to finish strong and come up with home court throughout, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you're right. You don't hear Joker talking about it much. Although he was a little saltier than normal, Coach. He did mention, he said, hey, not bad for a stat padder. So, I mean, he kind of heard. I've never heard anything like that from him. And my first thought, Coach, is a salty Nikola Jokic could be terrifying.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think we know, we've watched him long enough that he's not out there to stab pass. One thing out there to do is to win, and he's going to do whatever it takes to win. And him getting triple doubles, I'm not mistaken, we haven't lost all year.
Mm-mm.
So that's a good thing for us.
Well, that's the biggest thing, right? You look at this and you go, how could you be pat statting? The stats are right there that show when he gets a triple double, the Denver Nuggets win. They win otherwise too, but it's 100% right now this season.
Right, exactly. We're batting 100, so us as coaches, we want him to get a triple-double every game.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. We'll see if he can average that triple-double, too. This team, though, Coach, you guys just feel like a complete basketball team. I mean, Aaron Gordon is playing exactly the way I think you guys wanted him to play when he first came to Denver. Michael Porter Jr., I mean, talk about spreading out the floor. He has been sensational. Jamal Murray's putting up big numbers. KCP, and then the bench unit, which I know we have the new additions there, but it just feels like this is a complete basketball team, more so than in a very long time.
Well, I agree. I think one of the biggest things, let's give, you know, the props, obviously, to Calvin. I know, you know, Tim, you know, obviously started it, but Calvin bringing in the additions, and they've been great additions, as you know, not only getting Jamal back, getting Michael healthy, but bringing in KCP. Again, like you said, the year AG is having. And then, you know, the bench, you know, bringing in Bruce. Can't say enough about Bruce Brown. And then, you know, drafting Christian Brown.
Sure.
Brown, who's been great, you know, for us as a rookie. And, you know, and you got veteran leadership. You got guys like, you know, Jeff Green and DeAndre Jordan and Ish Smith in the locker room that you know, maybe they're not getting the minutes on the court, but behind the scenes in the locker room, they're leading and they know how to lead the right way. They've been in the league a long time. And then picking up Reggie and you know, has been great. We know Reggie has been through playoff battles. And then Thomas Bryant, who brings – We thought we needed a big who would bring some more juice and energy and physicality. And as those two guys continue to find their way and that second unit continues to gel, I think that we'll be fine going into the playoffs with what we have.
Nuggets assistant coach Popeye Jones joining us on the program. I mean, you talk about that bench unit. Bruce Brown, you're right. He is so much fun to watch. A great dresser, too, with the Cowboy style, man. Is that the best on the team, or is Joker's been ramping up his game, too?
Yeah, you know, Joker's probably always going to win it, but you know, me being a country boy from Tennessee as well, I like to see Bruce in the big Cowboy. I nicknamed him John Dutton. So from Yellowstone. So I call him John Dutton all the time.
I remember that.
With that big black cowboy hat on.
I felt bad for Bruce last night because he went out to the Avs game, and the Avs have been rolling, and they lost last night. So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I follow hockey with two boys playing, and I think the Avs are going to be fine come playoff time. You see they're starting to ramp it up. Teams are making moves, and my boys are stuck over there in Chicago in a rebuild, and I just try to keep them positive as they traded off even more assets to acquire more draft picks. So I just been trying to keep them positive and know – telling them one day it's gonna turn for them.
Yeah, Caleb and Seth, yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask you about that because I saw that news. I knew we were trying to get you on this week, so I'm like, man, that's had to be kind of you guys are rolling with this Nuggets team, and your boys are over there stuck. It feels like maybe in no man's land, at least right now. We'll see what happens in the future, but two great players.
Yeah, I told you. You know what else I told him? I said, "Don't worry, you can come and watch the Nuggets play in the playoffs." So I'm actually looking forward to having them in and having them here in Denver and hanging out with them, getting them to come to some of the playoff games. It's always great, as you know, when we get a chance to spend some time because of our crazy schedule. So I'm looking forward to that with having both of them in. Come playoff time.
Yeah, maybe see what they, you know, how they like, you know, Ball Arena and all that, what they might look like in an Avs uniform, too. I don't know.
Hey,
just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I tell you what. Let's get Joe on the phone. See what we can do.
See what we can do. Absolutely. Popeye Jones joining us, Nuggets assistant coach. You talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big game, of course, going up against this Memphis Grizzlies team. And like you said, you're just trying to put yourself in the right position all year. Do you guys feel disrespected at all? Or do you feel like, no, we're the top seed. We have a target on our back because we know, hey, here in the state, we're talking Nuggets all day, every day, a lot of the time. Nationally, yeah, you don't hear it as much. Does that do anything? I mean, or do you feel like, no, we're the best in the West. We got a target on our back.
No, I think that we all feel like, again, you know, you brought it up earlier, that we block out the noise and we don't care what they're saying nationally. We know that we have a good basketball team here, and, you know, we're going to compete the rest of the season, and come playoff time, we have all the pieces to compete for a championship. And that's all that matters, and that's what we're building toward. You see, guys are starting to ramp it up. I think that you saw another step in our growth and our maturity, how hard we played in the Houston game. If you go back and look, you know, Jamal got on the floor a couple of times for balls. KCP, Bruce, you know, guys are really scrapping and playing hard. And I think that the message that Coach Malone is throwing out there, guys are really buying into it. It doesn't matter who we're playing. It's about us. And I think you saw that in the Houston game.
Yeah, and you mentioned the bounce back, too, going up against the Clippers in a crazy game there in overtime. And then to see what you did against Houston. I mean, a lot of times in years past, Coach, it did seem like maybe the Nuggets would come off a big win like the Clippers and then maybe a letdown against a Rockets-type team. There is just no sign of that so far with 19 games left. You guys are just dialed in.
Yes, and I agree. You're right, and that's been the message. You know, again, you know, worry about ourselves and don't worry about who we're playing, and let's keep improving every game and growing, and again, build toward the playoffs. And guys have really bought into that message, and guys, you know, they're confident. They know how good we are, and they know that, you know, come playoff time, you know, we're going to be right there.
Yeah, Coach, we appreciate you, man. I love when we can catch up. I still got all those basketball cards just waiting for a signature from you, because we are birthday twins here, so we have the same birthday.
Yes, we are. So, Brady, anytime, if you bring them down here, I'll sign them for you.
I'm bringing them down, man. No doubt about it. Coach, my friend, love talking to you. Love following this basketball team. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Brady. Thanks for having me.
All right, you too. Thanks again, man. Popeye Jones, assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets, pressed up against a break here. We could talk to that guy forever. He didn't want to go there, though. Didn't really want to go there on the Perkins stuff. He said, well, we're blocking that noise out. We're staying away from that. This team's dialed in. Are the Grizzlies dialed in? And what's going on with Ja Morant? We'll talk about that next hour. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.